Internet pop-up advertising has become a standard on the web, but it wasn't always like this. As early as last year, the idea of pop-up ads floating all over pages like the New York Times or Billboard.com was unimaginable, something left for more illicit sites like MP3 or porn sites. But pop-up ads have become mainstream. They're intrusive, and they're getting even more so. Now there's flash animation, there's movies, there's sound that bombards you as soon as you enter a webpage. It blocks the content and just annoys people. What's the future of online advertising? In order to answer this question, I spoke with Simon Jennings a few weeks ago. He's the sales manager with Yahoo Canada.
What types of online advertising are used, let's say, on the main Yahoo Canada page, yahoo.ca?
The front page of Yahoo Canada offers non-traditional or non-banner advertising opportunities. We have two large formats, one known as a mantle and one known as a marketplace, in which advertisers tend to implement new technologies, flash, basically moving pictures and all video, etc., to entice consumers to look at the ads.
Okay, so there's the new type of flash ads that are kind of, they take up your whole screen and sort of, or they bounce around the screen. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, they're a little more intrusive, taking into consideration also the user experience, which we don't want to upset the user. But yes, they are non-conforming, non-typical ads that may float in from one side, take up a large portion of the screen, do something, and then dissipate into a corner or into one of these other spaces. It's very eye-catching, and you can do a lot more creatively with the message.
So those are kind of new. Why are they becoming more common?
Natural evolution of the industry and of technology and of bandwidth. The size of the how much information the consumer can actually see through their computer through the internet has increased. So the evolution of ads and technology has also moved a great deal down the road, simply because the weakest link can now see them.
There's sort of a new phenomenon. Pop-up ads were starting to go on Yahoo, and that's fairly new too.
It's new for us. It isn't really new. It actually has been available for about 3 years. What you're seeing is now the acceptance of marketers to actually try the new technologies and the new ad sizes and strategies.
So there was that X camera or something that everyone sort
the
of... X10. Right.
Yeah, the X10 pop under.
Personally, I see that and click it off right away. I mean, how effective are, let's say, pop-ups?
They're quite effective. The marketer and the site, certainly in Yahoo's case, has to take into consideration the user experience. So you don't want to inundate people with them, or ultimately you'll have a negative response from the advertiser. But the example of that camera company is that it seems no matter where I go, everyone talks about it. So whether they like it or not, a company has built probably one of the most powerful brands in growth over the last 6 months, simply because there isn't a person out there that doesn't know what you're referring to when you speak of that camera company.
So what's wrong with just the plain old banner ads that were around years ago? Why aren't those enough?
Well, it's not really a matter of them being enough. They are a very effective tool for a branding initiative. And remember, advertising is about subconscious branding as well as conscious branding. So they work very well, but in any medium, we need to see more, and the envelope needs to be pushed. And in the internet, and certainly with Yahoo, we're offering, we're trying to lead the industry. We continue to lead the industry in offering the next step, the next rung on the ladder. And in order to continue the growth of the medium, it makes sense to offer new opportunities, new technologies, and push them forward.
The prominence of ads, and they're becoming more intrusive than they used to be, is that due to the dot-com bubble bursting and advertising? It's getting more aggressive because this money's more needed?
No, there's certainly no correlation between what happened in the dot-com fallout and the new technologies. In Yahoo's case, we're, again, extremely optimistic about the advertising world in general. We see our numbers are up quarter to quarter. Our guidance has been raised. And the new technology is simply indicative of what this medium is. It is based on a technology platform. And technology grows, and we grow with it. And our job is, at Yahoo, is just to lead the industry.
And just one last question. Is there a saturation point with ads? Like, you were mentioning that, you know, you don't want to overflood the content. What would be sort of that median range there? When will it be enough?
I think in any medium, television, radio, print, and the internet, there is always going to be a point of saturation. Common sense, I think, will dictate that. At Yahoo, we are extremely concerned with our user experience, and our users will let us know when they've seen enough, and we'll have to look at that when it happens.
So you haven't reached that yet?
Certainly not. I don't think that advertising has reached a point of saturation in any media, really. Perhaps, maybe broadcast, but I don't think it actually has reached saturation. And even in broadcast, they have got considerably smarter about the way they present ads now.
So basically, this sort of advertising, you're learning as you go along what's enough, what's not enough, or what's the right point?
Yes, we are still learning. Again, you know, we are in a leadership position, and we continue. I think we have a pretty good understanding of the balance between the needs of the marketers and the desires of the consumers. I would suggest that, you know, we will probably, I would not advise anybody to get into a position where they affect the consumer experience by just putting so many ads up that you can't get through to the content, but that's just common sense. And I think any smart person in this industry will figure that out.
As well, after the interview with Mr. Jennings, I also spoke with David Crane of Google. It's a search engine site, and they're one of the few sites on the internet who don't use pop-up ads as a form of revenue. They use text-based ads.
Now, a lot of websites have pop-up ads or other types of forms. Google doesn't. Why?
We actually have never accepted pop-up advertising. In fact, we've never accepted ads that are graphical of nature at all. Google first began running ads on our site in January of the year 2000, and we introduced a text-based advertising format that we have remained loyal to ever since. The primary reason is that we feel that text-based ads load a lot quicker, so they don't slow down the performance of our site, and it's very easy to target text advertising to keywords that users are looking for with our search engine.
Have you had a lot of pressure to have graphical ads on Google?
That's a great question. We've actually had very little pressure at all. Google's advertisements tend to work extraordinarily well. In fact, they perform 4 to 5 times greater than the industry average performance for online advertising. And the performance itself tends to invite our advertisers to focus on a different conversation with us and not one related to, will Google ever accept graphic ads? Our advertisers are very happy with text-based advertising, and a very large percentage of them renew their campaigns.
Why do you think it's more effective than graphic ads?
In the case of Google, our users are looking for information. Their eyes are trained to scan blocks of text for the information they're looking for very quickly. And our users don't want to spend a lot of time on the Google site. They want to find what they're looking for, and they want to move on to those web pages. Our creative format for our ads, they're very, very clearly marked as advertisements, but they're very closely targeted to the information that our users are searching for. So I think it's less the creative format itself and more about the targeting and relevancy of the ads that makes them so useful.